Bishop, in the convention which is taking place around this time, are the matters that we're talking about that come from the outside and from the inside of the church going to be brought up? What are some of them that you foresee?
Oh, I'm sure that the specific issues which the General Convention of the Episcopal Church will face stem from circumstances about which we have just spoken in this interview. Certainly one which will be apparent will be the Episcopal Church's stance as regards the consultation on church union. Will the church continue to support progressively what the consultation stands for and therefore authorize continued participation on this church's part, looking even to further progress? In addition to that, of course, the church faces the questions which inhere in what is happening in our training for the priesthood of this church, for the ordained ministry, and for the ministry of lay people. A church is seldom any stronger than its understanding of its theological basis, and a church is seldom stronger than its trained, ordained priesthood or ministry. But we also understand and know today that no church can be an effective instrument in the hands of God in this kind of world until and unless the ministry to which all people are called is understood and furthered. And this means that the unordained, so to speak, ministry, or the ministry of lay people, has to reach the center of the church's concern. I'm sure that at General Convention there will be much consideration given to the church's stance concerning the tremendous sociological and political, too, questions which will arise. The whole matter of war and peace and what concern the church has here and how best this concern can be channeled. And there are many others which a General Convention will face, I'm sure. But
as a result of the convention, can it speak on certain issues rather definitively? Can it speak on such things as abortion, sex, the war in Vietnam, politics? Will it do this kind of thing?
Yes, it will. It will be much easier for such a gathering to speak when the issues are sharpened. For example, whether or not the church would support liberalized congressional legislative action, this can be sharpened up not to a specific law as such, but nevertheless, it's not too difficult for people to find some point of reference in which the church in this group can speak decisively about this. When it comes to a matter of war and peace, the church is more inclined to speak generally by virtue of the fact that the issues are not so clearly defined as may be in other circumstances. And while there may be edification in terms of the debate which will doubtless transpire about the deep issues of war and peace, it is less likely that the church will coalesce in a specific resolution concerning what the church's stance should be.
Bishop, do you think that all of this is related deeply to following Jesus Christ?
Following Jesus Christ is at the heart of it, and without that, nothing that General Convention will do will be of any avail.
Thank you very much, Bishop John E. Hines, for being with us and for giving us your viewpoint.